the obverse that we have to ask everyone, what was your worst experience?
My worst experience was getting busted on the strip. And they didn't find the pot on me. They found it on my bicycle. And the way they snagged me was, I love my bicycle. And so they confiscated the bicycle and they got me. And so on the way down to the place, you know, where they're going to book me, they did, and I was stoned. I mean, I was, all my waking hours, I was stoned. And so they asked me the incriminating question. This is, what do you want us to do with your bicycle when this is over? And I said, well, I want it back. I said, okay, fine. So what I just had done and had admitted to them that I owned the bicycle. Okay.
Goodbye bicycle.
Goodbye bicycle. Never got it back. Then I got a lawyer. What was that guy's name? He went to court. Silverman, something. I don't know, was it? I can't remember now.
But Murray Silver, was it?
Yeah, Murray Silver, yes, okay. He was supposed to represent me.
The sports arena.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
I think that was Murray Silver's. He was supposed to represent me. When I went to court, I apparently had not paid him enough money, and he did not represent me. He didn't even show up.
Boy.
And so it was my first offense, and I went to prison. And so that was the worst moment. But actually, it wasn't too bad. I had a great time in prison. I mean, it was fabulous.
How long were you in for?
4.5 months. They gave me a year and a half, and do 6 months, and good time, 4.5 months. So they put me in the maximum security prison, Jacksonville, Georgia. And the most modern prison, yeah. State of Georgia, is less dramatic show place where they say, look what I'm doing for our offenders. You know, very modern kitchen. All the food was from the farms, fresh food. They made their own bread. They made their own ice cream. It's fabulous. They made me a cook because I'm put on the thing that I used to cook free food in Piedmont Park. And they went, oh, wow, we need a cook. You know, I'm going like, you know, I don't know how to cook. I said, but you just said you cook for the hippies. You're a cook. I said, fine. And I gained 30 pounds in 1 month. It was a game for me to see how much weight I could gain with nonstop eating. And I gained 30 pounds in 1 month. It was in solitary confinement. We had our own cells by ourselves. And they had gave us a little radio jack so we can listen to music. They only had one channel we could listen to. And they had a library. And so it turned out they had a pretty damn good classical library. So I ate all day, listened to a little bit of music, and read classical literature all night long.
Sounds like a monk's life.
Oh, it was fabulous. And so they put me on the food line to serve the food. Of course, you know, that's one of the things that the cooks did. And so I got on the line, you know, to serve all these people. And everyone's going like, Bongo, what are you doing here? And I'm going like, wow, what are you doing? Serving my time? Well, how cool is this? You know, it was like this, all the people had disappeared there. They were.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a real nice homecoming. So anyway, so they'd sent me to the psychiatrist. They're trying to figure out which camp to put me in because you go through the psychological testing to figure out what camp you're most suited for. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to go to Alto because I understood that was the most interesting place to go, Alto, Georgia. But I was such a short timer, they kept me there. But anyway, so I walk into the psychologist department. And I walk in the door, and here's the psychologist behind his desk. He looks up. He says, Bongo, what are you doing here? And I said, do I know you? I said, oh, yeah. And he said in real low voice, he says, I was one of your clients. I bought pot from you on the strip. And I went, what? And he says, do you want some acid? I can get you some stamp acid, you know, postage stamp acid. Man, you can be doing some acid here. You want to do some acid? I said, no, not behind bars. I mean, I don't want to freak out. So anyway, and I started the first encounter groups, George's first encounter groups of druggies talking about their experience, you know, and sort of rehab conversation. He said, he talked about all the druggies here and all that are having these problems. I said, well, why don't you have some kind of a group so they could talk about it? And he said, oh, great idea. You want to run it? And I said, sure. Yeah. Why not? And so we started these conversations, and then he had me fill out this big dictionary, made the terms, you know, like what's a steamroller, and what all these little terms, so you could have a commonality language, you know, everyone would know. And so I did the dictionary thing, and we did that for a little while, and then I got released. So, yeah. It started out as a real bad deal, you know, it's like, you know, they deserted me, I went to prison on my first offense. And then I got to see all my friends again. It was very cool.